Make Them Hear You.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. The Me Too movement has brought down powerful men in almost every area of society, from politicians to people in the arts and entertainment business to all other kinds of workplaces. As a society, we are finally drawing a line and saying it doesn't matter how great an opera conductor you are or how good your movies are or your political stance. If you're a sexual predator, you aren't allowed to stay in your workplace. There needs to be a Me Too movement for victims of torture as well. The U.S. has a long and sordid history of employing torture. Presidents Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama have fought to eliminate it. President Ronald Reagan presided over an era of torture in Central America, making countries like El Salvador a literal hell on earth in the 1980s. George W. Bush's administration called the anti-torture provisions of the Geneva Convention quaint and set up a program of torture in third-party countries. And now we have Donald Trump, who as a presidential candidate advocated, quote, much worse, quote, torture than waterboarding. He has nominated Gina Haspel, a supporter and practitioner of torture, to be the new head of the CIA. Her supporters argue that she has support in the CIA, and she has a long and distinguished career there. Well, last week she offered to walk away from the position in order to avoid a contentious and uncertain Senate nomination process, but Donald Trump convinced her to stay on board, and confirmation hearings start today. Haspel oversaw a CIA dark site, essentially a secret prison in Thailand where officials used waterboarding and other torture techniques that are clearly banned. Then Haspel helped to destroy more than 100 tapes containing evidence of torture committed by U.S. officials. Human rights organizations strongly opposed Gina Haspel's nomination and have even called for her arrest. Defeating Haspel is a real possibility, but the voice of conscience of the Republican Party, John McCain, who himself was tortured in Vietnam, may be too sick to come to Washington to cast his no vote. Senator McCain did say, quote, the Japanese were tried and convicted and hung for war crimes committed against American POWs. Among those charges for which they were convicted was waterboarding. And in the Nuremberg trials, criminal prosecutions by the American military specifically included waterboarding. The torture of detainees in U.S. custody during the last decade was one of the darkest chapters in American history. Ms. Haspel needs to explain the nature and extent of her involvement in the CIA's interrogation program during the confirmation hearings. Harvey Weinstein made some great movies and James Levine conducted some great operas, but the Me Too movement has created a line in the sand for sexual predators. Human rights advocates say we need a line in the sand for torturers as well. If you have thoughts about the confirmation of Gina Haspel for the CIA, you can contact your senators today if possible. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.